Cheers.
Manjaval, cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings. Looks like another fall day for us.
It is a fall day, so I made you a fall drink.
Okay, well, that's nice. What's in it?
So this is kind of a riff on an old-fashioned, one of yours and mine favorite drinks. It's bourbon-based, and then as our sweetener for our old-fashioned, we have two different ingredients. So we have maple syrup, good old Michigan maple syrup, and then we have some Nocino. So Nocino is an Italian in origin walnut liqueur. A little bit like an Amaro, but not as bitter as an Amaro. So this is made from unripe green walnuts, and then it gets steeped in alcohol and sweetened, and there's various other kinds of botanicals that are in it.
Yeah, this is not Italian, though.
I know the label. No, this is not Italian. So that's the category, is Nocino. This is, of course, from Michigan. This is from Long Road Distillers, as was the bourbon that I'm using. And they use those green walnuts, and then they've also got some cinnamon, nutmeg, and allspice in here. Some nice fall notes. Those are kind of in the background. This really is kind of a very nutty liqueur. That's really what it's adding. It's really nice for this time of year. Add some weight and heaviness. It'll keep you warm like a sweater.
Well, I'm a fan of walnuts. I'm just not sure about green walnuts. That's a new one on me.
Well, that's going to give it that little bit of a bitter edge. And you and I both know that bitters in cocktails are delicious.
Exactly.
And so this is like, it's nutty, but it's not sweet nutty like an amaretto. And it's bitter, but it's not heavy-duty bitter like an Amaro. It's just a nice middle of the road.
I see you're not shaking. You're putting it all into the glass.
I was feeling very lazy today. So the nice thing about an old fashioned, right, is that you can just build it in the glass that you're going to serve it in. If I had one of those great big ice cubes, then I would want to stir this separately so that I would chill it down properly and then just pour it over that big ice cube to keep it cold. But I don't have any fancy big ice cubes. Got ice from my freezer. So I just built it all right in the glass. Added a dash of bitters. I used the Chocolate Mole bitters from a company called Bitterman's. Not Michigan. I need more Michigan bitters, people. But any chocolate bitters would do here. If you don't have a chocolate bitters, you could use Angostura bitters would also be great.
Not a lot of cocoa trees in Michigan.
No, that's true. That's true. But we have some great chocolate companies like Mindo Chocolate.
That's true.
Yeah. So just stir that all up till it was good and cold. And then I'm just going to drink it right out of that glass. So I added a little bit more ice to fill it up to the top. And I'm going to garnish it with an orange twist for a nice aroma and a hit of citrus flavor.
Well, it looks kind of like an old fashioned. It's a little darker than an old fashioned.
That Nocino is really dark. It's almost inky in its darkness.
But otherwise, if I didn't know, I'm going to take a taste.
I'm curious what you think.
It's not as bitter as I thought it might be.
No.
It is nutty. I like that walnut taste, but it's not, how do I describe it? I wouldn't be able to identify that as walnut.
No, exactly. And that's, I think, part of the fact that it's those green walnuts, right? So they do have this different flavor than what you're used to eating, but it's nutty. It's definitely nutty. You just wouldn't know which nut.
It's quite sweet too, I think.
That's the maple syrup going on there as well. And you could definitely dial that back a little. It's only got 1/4 ounce of Nocino to 1/4 ounce of maple syrup to 2 ounces of bourbon. So there's not a lot of those sweet ingredients in there, but you could always adjust those proportions to suit your tastes or add a little extra bourbon if you want to dry it out that way.
Well, the nice thing about this is, and I've had 2 sips, and I'm going to stop there. The first time, it was kind of a shock to my senses, and I wasn't sure what to make of it. The second time, I got a better feel, a little more expectation about what to, and I could search for other things on my palate. And the second sip was even better than the first.
Absolutely. And that, of course, is part of the charm of an old-fashioned, those drinks that are built and served on ice, is that often the first sip is going to be, whoa, okay, this is strong. And then as it waters down from the ice melting, the drink transforms into something else. And I find that's especially noticeable in drinks that have maple syrup in them, because we perceive maple syrup as being quite sweet just because of the mix of sugars that are in it. And so having that little extra time to sit on ice can definitely transform that.
And what do you call this drink?
Just the fallback.
The fallback.
Fallback.
It's nice. Well, cheers.
Cheers.